I'm a huge planner, so whenever my wife, Radhi, and I would go on our adventures, I'd meticulously plan out our itineraries and book our accommodations in advance. It's like a yearly tradition that we do. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to every step of the way. Whether I want to be a simple guy nestled in the countryside or be the stylish and modern guy in the heart of the city, Booking.com never fails to offer a wide range of options that perfectly suit your preferences. And they have everything you need to turn your travel dreams into reality, offering accommodations here in the US. Plus, the ease of booking through the app makes the whole process a breeze. So trust me when I say, when it comes to planning unforgettable getaways, Booking.com is where it's at. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey everyone, welcome back to On Purpose. I'm on the road this week. I've been doing a bit of traveling. I've been everywhere from Vancouver for We Day. It was amazing. We had 20,000 kids who'd done thousands and thousands and hours of service to be live at this event in Vancouver. It was incredible. It was all about service, all about spreading purpose and positivity. And then I went to Lake Tahoe. I was doing an incredible event with YouTube's team, and we were talking about mental health. We were talking about how powerful the platform is and what a big impact it can have. And now I'm in London, so I'm on the road right now, but I really, really wanted to get a great episode out for you this week. So what I'm sharing with you is a sneak peek of the interview that took place at Wisdom 2.0 in San Francisco. This was one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. I think we got into a really great conversation about social media, how it can be used effectively, what are the pros, what are the cons, how we can actually create habits that work better. So I can't wait for you to hear this episode. Thank you so much. You're going to love it. Thanks for being here.
We're here to talk about social media and how to use that in both a creative and a thoughtful way. So we had Ev Williams here last night, who's one of the founders of Twitter. And he said, you know, we had no idea what we were creating. We thought if we gave everybody a voice, like life would instantly kind of be better. And then after the last election, when one of the candidates used it very loud and boisterously, he said we have to kind of look again, at like how social media can either create divisions or also create unity. And so I'm interested to hear your own experiences on what the possibilities and potential of social media are and how you found using it in ways that actually inspire people versus just kind of go into a scroll. And I go into this time where you're just scrolling around and you're pretty much mindlessly kind of consuming content. So any thoughts?
Absolutely. How many of you have ever found yourself in a random rabbit hole on social media? Right. But one of the most incredible things I believe that social media has done is that it genuinely just amplifies what's inside us already. And that's a really harsh and inconvenient truth, but it's true because the challenge is that envy and competition have always existed inside the human condition. And so social media simply puts a massive magnifying glass on that and makes it feel like it's this new issue. But actually, it's been something that we've not dealt with for a long, long time. The desire for competition, comparison, criticism, gossip, that's always been there. Mm-hmm. It's just that social media has put a magnifying glass on it and amplified it huge again, where we're like, oh my God, there's this new issue. And loneliness and not connecting with people mm-hmm. have always mm-hmm. been there. There's this incredible study that I love quoting at the moment, when men and women were asked to be alone with their thoughts for 15 minutes or choose an electric shock. 60% of men chose an electric shock, and 30% of women chose an electric shock. So do you want to be alone with our thoughts for 15 minutes? So social media has just provided us a way to fill that 15 minutes, but it's us who are so uncomfortable being alone. So what I've seen, having started making content around 3 years ago online, having made content for years offline, but online content, Inc. did a study and released it 2 weeks ago. Out of the 777 million posts on Facebook last year, which I'm sure many of you contributed to, out of the 777 million posts on Facebook last year, the majority of posts that did well were positive. The top 500 posts on Facebook last year were positive, uplifting, and empowering. And the top 10 videos were all positive and made people happy. It wasn't news. It wasn't politics. It wasn't any of those things that we may spend all of our days talking about and worrying about. It was the things that did well. It was the things that were doing well and spreading goodness. And so my perspective, having lived as a monk for 3 years in India, we talked a lot about the neutrality of anything. So this glass is not good or bad. It's what's filled inside of it. So right now it's got water in it, which is great. And it could have poison in it, which would be bad. Thanks for not doing that, sorry. And the glass can't be judged as good or bad. So when I approach social media, I saw it in the same way as this glass, that social media inherently is not good or bad. It's given meaning by how I use it. It's given meaning by what I subscribe to it for. It's given meaning by who I follow, and what I share. And guess what? The majority of us are sharing good stuff. Statistically, philosophically, spiritually, those are the kind of messages that genuinely are spreading on social media. And it's for us to continue to be a part of that rather than be a part of that problem. So my encouragement and recommendation is share good, follow good, create good. And social media can be a place that enlivens, enlightens.
I think that's beautiful. And I think I'm with you in that on one level. On another level, this glass doesn't know all of your data mm-hmm. and doesn't get upset and start pinging you every time you stop using it for a few days. Mm-hmm. Jay, did you see your mom's post? Jay, so-and-so like this. Jay. Mm-hmm. So it's just here for you to use it. Social media tends to be, it needs to be fed, right? Yes. At least on an advertising model. It needs to be fed to continue. And so how do you work on that system where you know that it's trying to grab our attention? And we have to figure out some way of managing that well. And I think that's part of the challenge is like the glass isn't is there if you need it and not need it. The data that now the systems have for keeping us, that's where I get a little bit of like, I have some conflict around or Absolutely. Questions around. I'm wondering how you manage that. And I understand they need to make money and there's people they need to pay. So there has to be some advertising model. At the same time, there's a lot of data they know about us to keep us kind of hooked in.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. Yeah, how many of you pull out your phones and then put it back inside your pocket and then wonder why you pulled it out in the first place? Anyone else do that? I do that all the time. And then you convince yourself that you looked at the time, but then when you ask yourself what the time was, you don't know what it is. So thank you. I'm glad you do it too. I do it all the time. And, you know, we take our phones out of pocket 200 times a day and check all our posts 2,000 times a day plus on average. So great question. Completely agree with what you're saying. Don't disagree with it at all. For me, it comes down to a place of personal discipline. Mm-hmm. Capitalism means you're going to be hit by multiple messages forever. Before social media, it was the billboards, right? Or the television. It was the television. Before the television, it was billboards, right? Before the billboards, it was something else. I wasn't alive. But the point is that there's always been a way in which consumerism and capitalism will constantly try and bombard you. Mm-hmm. So we can either sit here and complain about it or be upset about it. But guess what? Social media is not going away. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do about it? It's us building those practices and habits of personal discipline mm-hmm. that allow us to refrain from it. So one of my favorite ones is I have no technology zones and times in my home. So there are zones in the home that I don't believe technology should go to. Those are the kitchen and the bedroom, because it's more fun to eat and sleep with people. And I also recommend no technology times. So one of my favorite ones is I've trained myself to not look at my phone first thing in the morning. Now, when I first started to do this, I literally had to lock every device in my car, downstairs, outside my home. And I ordered a Timex alarm clock from Amazon. And I had that by my bedside, and that's what I would wake up to. And I would wake up to that, and I wouldn't have my phone as an instant way of pushing dopamine through my mind. And I was training myself out of that habit of relying on that notification to make me feel good, so that I could dedicate my time to my personal two-hour meditation practice every morning. I could dedicate that time to exercising and working out. So I feel whatever it takes for us to build those habits in our lives, none of us genuinely need our phone first thing in the morning. Like, none of us can say we need it. There's nothing on that device that you need in the morning. And if you say it's an alarm, there's plenty of other alarm clocks, plenty nicer alarm notifications too. So I think the answer to your question is, I agree, but that's not new. It's always been there. It's just now companies are smarter and faster at doing it. And therefore, we have to be smarter and faster at caring for ourselves. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or take your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. After all, we all agree that food just tastes better when you're outside, right? Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Herbs hold a special place in my wellness journey, a tradition deeply rooted in my Indian heritage. Introduced to me by my mom, their healing properties have been part of my life since I was born. Growing up, I witnessed firsthand the remarkable effects of herbs on both physical and mental well-being. Among the herbs I take are ashwagandha for its adaptogenic properties, slippery elm bark for gastrointestinal health. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has these herbs and hundreds more that help support everything from healthy digestion to sleep to stress. They have over 50 years of experience with sourcing herbs from all over the world in the climates where they grow best. Every batch of herbs is rigorously tested for potency and purity in their state-of-the-art lab. Nature's Way believes nature is the ultimate problem solver and is dedicated to bringing the power of plants to help people live healthier lives. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for our 10% off any herbal supplements. Terms and conditions apply, valid through June 30th.
Creation of content, what have been some of the surprises? Because you've created things that I'm sure you've thought, oh, this is going to kill it. People are going to love it, and it didn't do so well. And you probably created other things that's like, whoa, I had no idea. So what have you learned about the content that you're creating that seems to get the greatest response from people?
Absolutely. So I read a study by the New York Times that analyzed the 7,000 pieces of viral content to talk about what content actually scales across the human mind. The first type of content is, and there's only five categories of content that are shareable and that go viral. The first one is adventure. Content that makes you feel a sense of adventure is more shareable. The second is comedy or humor, makes sense. The third one is emotion. Emotion is attached to news, usually negative. When we see some negative news, it triggers a negative emotion, we share it. The fourth is inspiration and positivity and motivation. And the fifth is surprise. We love sharing like a dog cat video or a baby video that, you know, a baby dancing to Beyonce or a dog doing something else. We share that type of content. So when I look at all of that and I look at the type of content I've created, every time I've gone wrong is when I've tried to create a piece of content where I want someone to learn something or know something. Because if you look at these five things, they're all feelings, right? We all want to feel a sense of adventure. We want to feel like laughing. We feel bad, right? That's a feeling. We feel inspired and we feel a sense of surprise. We don't know, learn, or remember that. The feeling in itself is memorable. So every time I've made a video where I thought it was going to do really well, it's when I've been like, I really want the audience to know this point and to learn this point and remember this point. And this point is so important. It's more important than everything else in the world, which I'm sure a lot of us do as content creators or curators or whatever we are. And it's when I've forgotten that we're all feelers. We all feel. So now I ask myself when I make a piece of content, how does someone feel after watching this video? Not what they think, know, or remember. And that's been the difference in content that is scaled and content that is not done as well, because I believe as humans, we love feeling.
And how do you see the balance between actually reading something and then taking action? So, for example, I can see an inspirational video. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm going to go be kinder. And then, oh, wow, cool cat video. And it lasts, that feeling lasts for like 1 second or 2 seconds. Like, wow, I'm being motivated to go out and be kind.
Yes.
When it looks like sometimes that visceral negativity actually inspires more than the positivity. And I'm wondering if that's just something I'm missing, or if the platform is kind of set up a certain way, or how we address that as a culture. Because I worry that the loudest, meanest voice, just like in a playground, the loudest, meanest voice can win out. And same with on Twitter or social media, like the loudest, meanest voice is going to win out. So how do we address that?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think it's a great question. I think one of the biggest things I see is that as a human motivator, I remember when I was studying the Vedic teachings, which is my background, they talk about the three key motivators of humanity. The bottom and lowest motivator is hate and fear. And it's the easiest one to get activated by. Higher than that is duty, which doesn't really exist in the world today, but that sense of commitment, loyalty, duty, doing something just out of responsibility. And then the highest is love. And that's the highest one to access. It's the hardest one to access. And it's one that takes a bit more time. How many times has someone shouted at you to do something? You do it straight away. And someone asked you really nicely, like, I'll do it later, right? It's so much easier to get activated by fear and hatred. So I think that's common. That exists. We know that. But I think we have to... there's a beautiful thought from Martin Luther King that I always think of when I answer or I'm thinking of a question like this. And he says that those who love peace need to learn to organize themselves as well as those who love war. Right? Those who love peace need to learn to organize themselves as well as those who love war. And that's the mistake I see, that we rely so much, those who are coming from a place of love, compassion, and empathy, rely so much on just love, compassion, and empathy. We don't get strategic. We don't get focused. We don't hustle hard. We don't work. And that was the difference commitment that I decided to make my own life. I was like, if I'm going to be an ambassador for change, if I'm going to make wisdom go viral, if my videos are going to be the most seen videos on social media, which they are, I'm going to have to work as hard as someone who wants to break the world.
Yeah.
Right? And if I don't work that hard, thank you. If I don't put in that work, just intentionally wanting good stuff and wanting to manifest positivity is not enough. And I think that's the biggest challenge. We need to get more strategic. We need to get more focused. We need to be hustling as hard, or if not harder, as someone who doesn't want the world to go in the right way.
So I'm curious, we have a few minutes left. Is there something we haven't covered yet that you're super passionate about and you feel like, this is really important to me. I want to give it across.
Thank you for asking that. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned by doing social media and being an online creator is that we can really switch a online community to an offline community. So part of the work that I've been doing is trying to build tribes and communities around people who connect with my content online. So I now have, obviously, there's millions of people that are following my work online, billions of people that are watching the video, but that doesn't satisfy me. Like, I'm not doing it for the views or the follower count or for the vanity metric. What I get really excited about is when groups of my community and audience are getting together. So we now have...
In person.
Yeah. So we now have... My audience spans across about 140 countries, and we now have tribes and groups and meetups in 140 cities every single week where people are getting together without me being there. And that's the beauty of it for me, that they're finding their own tribe, their community, without me needing to be there. And that's the beauty of it for me, that people are finding real human connection, because sometimes they feel their family's a negative, toxic environment. Sometimes they feel their work's a negative, toxic environment. So this is an alternative family, right? This is giving an alternative option. So I feel the quicker we can transfer our online connections to offline ones, the more meaningful social media becomes, rather than just leaving them there and chatting to people. So I really believe in that transfer of online to offline, and I think that can make a huge impact. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or take your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. After all, we all agree that food just tastes better when you're outside, right? Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I've got to say, herbs have been a game changer in my wellness routine, all thanks to my Indian upbringing. My mom was the one who got me started on them way back when. I've seen how they can do wonders for both body and the mind. One of my favorites is ashwagandha, which is an adaptogenic herb that helps reduce stress. I usually take it in the morning with my breakfast, and it helps me stay cool, calm, and collected throughout the day. Our sponsor, Nature's Way, has ashwagandha as well as herbs like St. John's wort and holy basil that provide mood and stress support. They have over 50 years of experience sourcing herbs from all over the world in the continents and climates where they grow best. Nature's Way rigorously tests every batch of herbs for potency and purity in their state-of-the-art lab. To learn more, visit naturesway.com/herbs and use code J10 at checkout for 10% off any herbal supplements. Terms and conditions apply, valid through June 30th.
Yeah, I was reading a study recently about whether social media creates more loneliness or dissipates loneliness, and that was the difference. The difference was, are you using social media mainly to just keep using social media, and are you using social media to join meetups, to find out about events, to find out about gatherings where you actually have a human connection, because it's that human connection that actually decreases that sense of loneliness. And we've had various speakers here who started Facebook or Twitter, different kind of things, and they had no idea what was going to happen to their platforms, right? I mean, the platforms have become something much bigger than they never imagined. A Donald Trump, when they started Twitter, I think it's 13 years ago, or other people who've used the things. It's taken on a life of its own. And I'm wondering if we just have a few minutes left, if you can say something about like the vision that you have for social media, which I know you've kind of spoken to somewhat, but I feel like there is a turning point that we're kind of facing, which is now that everybody can have a voice, now that we all have our own production company and platform, what are we going to do with it? And is it going to take us further away from nature, take us further away from human contact? Are we going to like not see our children even more because everyone's at the dinner table, like not connecting? And I appreciate the work you've done because I feel like we need models and we need examples and we need people who are forging a path that's like, all right, if this exists, let's at least try to use it. Before we give up on it, let's at least try to use it in a way that inspires. So yeah, any final thoughts?
Absolutely, yeah. If you need to take a break of social media, do it. You know, I think that's important. When you need your break, you need your refuel. I spend 30 days a year not using social media, even though my whole life exists on it. I spend 30 days a year where I go into deeper meditation and I'm not active on my phone at all, and that helps me. But one thing I'd really look at is figuring out why you're on social media. Like just asking yourself, why am I on this platform? And if you can't answer that with a really honest, genuine, authentic reason, then find one to be on there. Because if we're not focused users, we will only be consumers, and that's when you get drawn in. Rather than being additive, we get consumed by the media. And that applies to everything, by the way, not just social media. That principle applies to everything, that if you can't figure out why you're there, then why are you there, mm-hmm. right? And so I think that's really important that we figure our intention, we figure out why we're there, what we're doing there, what's our purpose there. And so for me, I made it very clear when I started that my goal was to make wisdom go viral. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm focusing on, is how can we use social media to scale? And I have to add that, how many of you used Pokemon Go? How many of you played Pokemon Go with your kids? Right. Okay, awesome. So a fair few of you. Everyone remembers Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm using Pokemon Go as an example because it showed something. At that time, all game manufacturers believed that no children wanted to go outside. Mm-hmm. Right? That was the running line. That game manufacturers like, every kid wants to be inside. No one wants to go outside. Here came a man who invented a game. I'm not saying the game's amazing. I'm just making this point. Yeah. He invented a game that made children go outside. Yeah. And the reason behind it was he said that when he was young, him and his father would go out into the woods and his father would explain to him different creatures, different insects, different bugs, different animals. And his father would explain the characteristics to him. He wanted to do that with his son, but he didn't know how to get his son outdoors. Mm. So he invented this game that became this worldwide phenomenon. My point being, it's our job to be more creative, more focused, more excited, and more enlivened to want to be with nature, to want to try new things, to come up with new ideas. And when we do that, that's contagious. It cascades across the whole world. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't sit here and feel limited and imprisoned and controlled by a device, mm-hmm. right? It's up to us to decide whether it's in control or we are.
Beautiful. So our time is up. Jay Shetty, everybody. He'll be doing a Q&A breakout.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of On Purpose. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you do. And if you have subscribed, please, please, please leave a review for us, because we're nearly crossing that 10,000 reviews mark. We've got over 10,000 five-star reviews. It means the world to me that you all get so much out of the podcast. I love, love, love your feedback. Thank you so much. And I can't wait for you to hear next week's episodes with a new guest and a new solo. See you next week. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual. I'm a huge planner. So whenever my wife, Radhi, and I would go on our adventures, I'd meticulously plan out our itineraries and book our accommodations in advance. It's like a yearly tradition that we do. And let me tell you, Booking.com has been my go-to every step of the way. Whether I want to be a simple guy nestled in the countryside or be the stylish and modern guy in the heart of the city, Booking.com never fails to offer a wide range of options that perfectly suit your preferences. And they have everything you need to turn your travel dreams into reality, offering accommodations here in the US. Plus, the ease of booking through the app makes the whole process a breeze. So trust me when I say, when it comes to planning unforgettable getaways, Booking.com is where it's at. Ready to book your next adventure? Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
You don't put those inside of you, do you?
This is a show about women.
I mean, you do?
Yes.
Finally, a show about women that isn't just a thinly veiled aspirational nightmare. It's not hosted, not narrated. We're just dropping into a woman's world.
I found out when my dad was gay when I was 10. We were in a convertible on the 405 freeway, listening to the B-52s. Looking back, I should have said, this is gay. This is already all gay.
Listen to Finally a Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.